Well, pretty excited to get a road win, especially up here in that environment. Had a little bit of, you know, strangeness before the game. We lost the guy in warmups. Nick Sabana didn't end up going, so we ended up having Armstrong kind of emergency go in. So it was a little goofiness to the start of the game, but I thought we started well. I thought for the first two periods, you know, I thought we controlled the play, especially the first. We had multiple odd man rushes. And we got a 4-goal lead. You know, we take a kind of a tough penalty, you know, kind of an undisciplined penalty. They score, and then they get a breakaway. They get Trevino in behind them. You know, he got in behind Cope. They end up scoring. We kind of bounced back, and it was a little bit of back and forth in that second period. But I thought we played really well the first two periods. Third period, you know, they kind of took it to us. We bent. We didn't break. You know, we let up a goal, ended up going off our foot. They got kind of a lucky bounce. But they had pretty good sustained control. They just kept on putting it in and forecheck and trying to wear us down, which they did a good job of until we could stabilize. And we ended up taking a timeout just because guys were, one, a little bit gassed. Two, Drew Commesso was thrown up, you know, a couple times between the first and the second period. I don't know if he had food poisoning or he was sick, but he was kind of gassed. So we're just trying to get him a little bit of a breather too. But all in all, hard league to win in, hard to win up here. I think it's their first loss in regulation this year in league. So it's a big game for us to continue to play well and get points in the league, especially doing it in regulation.
You seem to have good success in the first, especially by keeping those two forwards high and using those stretch passes. Was that by design, or was that like a weakness in UMass that you looked to exploit?
No, I thought our breakouts were good. We just made good reads, and we played in behind them a little bit. You know, I think they were, you know, trying to be really aggressive as the game wore on. You know, we had a harder time. I think we wore down a little bit with, you know, three games in 5 days. I think our D got worn down, especially with the amount of minutes of Vlasic, Fensor and Gallagher played. Weber hasn't practiced in 10 days with us, so he basically just played for the first time. He just became available. I thought he gave us some good minutes, and, you know, Cope and Campo, it's a hard forechecking team. But yeah, the breakouts were really good, I thought, in the first two periods. They didn't have a lot of sustained pressure, their forecheck. Not that it was ineffective, but we did a good job of managing it and breaking the puck out and putting pucks into spaces where we could use our speed.
Coach, how does yourself or the rest of your coaching staff or even upperclassmen, how do they manage the bench and the attitude in a real back-and-forth game like that?
Well, our leaders on the bench were really good. We were trying to stay as calm as possible. There were some moments where guys were getting frustrated, but I thought Logan did a good job. I thought Vlas, Koff, and Ty Monte, they all did a good job of trying to keep things calm, just talking, you know, relaying the right messages. I thought they did a really good job of managing the bench, and it was nice to see Koff get the goal at the end and close the game out.
Logan had his second and third goal of the season after
him.
What do you see from him
tonight? Well, he was good versus Vermont, you know, so that was the start. Tonight, he just kind of brought that same energy. The goal they scored was the first goal that Koff made the play on. That was a beautiful goal. He had to make a tough shot, but Koff kind of find him in that soft area in the backside. And then he scored a big goal just jumping off the faceoff. So, you know, he had the tough penalty too, so I don't know if he felt like he needed to get one back for us, but he kind of put us down in that spot, kind of taking like an aggravated penalty, kind of an undisciplined penalty. But when he's going and he's skating and he's, you know, using his speed and his puck pursuit, he's as good as anyone of trying to you know, basically be a visible player for our team and in our league.
That timeout in the third period, you talked about how you kind of used it to let your players catch their breath or whatever. Was there any sort of message that you also relayed to them just to kind of calm them down while the game was kind of going to an end?
Yeah, that was part of the reason for the timeout. I think it was just a conversation of just, you know, enjoy the crowd. You know, it's a great crowd. It's a great building. It's a great opportunity to try to stabilize, you know, win a face-off, get it out, and just advance zone to zone. That was kind of the message. But, you know, we were able to win a couple face-offs down the stretch. I think part of the reason they had such sustained pressure, they'd get it in, they'd get a face-off, they'd win the face-off, they'd hem us in. It was a little bit like a lacrosse game at times in the third period where, you know, they got possession in the offensive zone. But, you know, overall, we were just trying to give Commesso some rest, give RD some rest, and hopefully stabilize the group and, you know, end up working out.
A lot of positive momentum lately in the second half, and for the most part, fully healthy. When you look at the first half to now, do you think it was just a matter of being at relatively full health or getting the results you've been on here?
Yeah, I think we've grown as a team, too. We've been able to plug some of the holes with some of the games that we've lost and some of our deficiencies with some shot blocking and, you know, just commitment to team hockey. But, yeah, I think, you know, I think that Sacred Heart game, that first game, we had 9 guys out. You know, and through that next, you know, 5-6 weeks, Luke Tuck was out, O'Brien was out, Brownie was out. I mean, we don't have Brownie and Obi in some of these games, we don't win. So it's important to get the right guys. You know, if you took Lapina and Trevino off their team, it's going to be tough to score, right? You're talking about some of the best scorers on the team. So it's been definitely helpful. I think Drew's played a lot better. I think we've played a lot better as a group in front of him. And we definitely, you know, guys want to win. You know, I think there's more of a commitment to win. I think our roster shrunk a little bit. And, you know, everyone's kind of eyeing to try to help the team win.
Jay, his first few games back was really great offensive production, but recently he hasn't filled up the stat sheet like he was, but he did have 3 blocks tonight. What have you seen from him the past 3 games?
Over at Jay O'Brien?
Yeah.
When he's in the lineup, he's, you know, he's a top, one of the top centers in the league. Plays 200 feet. You know, he can make a difference, you know, through all 3 zones, on the power play, on face-offs. He was pretty good tonight. You know, he's played better games, but that was a hard team that he played, and he really battled. I thought he really battled in the third period. He had a shift towards the end of the game where he just kind of won a couple pucks. Ravino went forward. He went at him. Kind of won a puck, kept it alive, and we got a little bit of sustained pressure to basically give our guys some rest playing the offensive zone rather than the defensive zone.
What kind of an impact does blocking those shots have in a game like this to further minimize those opportunities that they're getting?
Well, it's huge. It's huge because, you know, the one puck gets through, you know, bounced, went off our guy's foot and went in the back of the net. So when you get pucks, and when you don't block it and pucks get down, crazy things happen, crazy bounces happen. So plus it's a big boost to the bench. Our guys get, you know, they kind of feed off the commitment to playing defense. You know, when the bench gets up, they get pretty excited about it. You know, you have weird paws on the back of your helmet, and one of the way you get a paw is a block shot. So it's basically team sacrifice and someone laying on the line to help the team win. So it's important, and it's a big boost to the team when that happens. Not only from a scoreboard perspective, but just from a morale.
Sure. Thanks, both. Thank you, everyone.